Hey friends, it's Mitzi, and welcome to a mini-series of What She On About. So, as you guys know, my sister passed away suddenly last year, and I honestly still can't believe it sometimes, even when I'm standing in front of her headstone. I'm just like, seriously? Anyway, over the past year and change, there have been so many things that I've had to deal with that I just didn't expect because hashtag no one tells you. It's just not something you discuss. Like, when are you meant to discuss it? Like, as a person is grieving, when are you meant to discuss some of these things, right? So I'm doing a mini series called hashtag no one tells you. There'll be super short episodes, I promise. And if you want to send in your hashtag no one tells you after a loved one passed away, please, please send them my way. I'm happy to share with the wider audience. You can email the WSOAshow@gmail.com. So let me start by going with one of the big ones. And actually, this one is a little obvious, but not. And my boss actually articulated it for me, like, straight from the beginning. Hashtag no one tells you how hard it is to constantly have to tell someone that your loved one is gone. Like, I have a hard time saying the D word, but you have to, the bank and the insurance and the 401k and their job and sometimes their friends, and you keep having to say it over and over and over again. And it is too much, not even T-O-O, T-E-W, too much. I would suggest to break up the calls, pace yourself, and be prepared for A, people being so nice it starts you crying, and B, people being such dicks that you want to rip their throat out through the fucking phone and start crying. God, be prepared for both. But again, I would suggest pace yourself. Okay, that's the first episode. There will be more, I promise. Because believe me, I've collected a lot of hashtag no one tells you. Again, if you want to share any of your hard-earned wisdom, the email is thewsoashow@gmail.com. Bye-bye for now.